about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess a report just came in. This is on the front page of Google News. That every American adult went shopping over Black Friday weekend. I didn't go shopping Black Friday weekend, so don't say every. But I guess people are boasting a record weekend. 247 million shoppers. Now, it's Tuesday, so this is the data they accrued yesterday from over the weekend. They say a record 247 million shoppers visited stores and websites over Black Friday weekend. The figure almost equals the 2010 census figures for the total number of American citizens over 14 years old. Well, then one shopper went twice for me and my husband because we did not go shopping. I mean, we bought groceries. Are they counting that? And how do they know? And can you turn the camera off and give us some privacy? See, I never buy underwear during this time of year because I seriously think the cameras are on. We know stores have cameras all the time. We know that. And we like to forget, you know, because that really freaks us out that we're looking at underwear or lingerie or something and that there's a camera on us. It really bothers us and freaks us out. But also the mannequins have cameras because they like to watch behavior. They like to see what people are doing. Do they reach for the one in back? How are they looking for sizes? Which of, you know, because sometimes let's say you go to a department store of clothing and you'll have four different blouses on one rack. And people will go, if they continually to go straight for one of those four, all right, these people learn something. So we're being watched all the time. I just think we're being watched more Christmas time because security's up. And personally, if I'm going to buy a package, a five-pack of Hanes Her Ways, I really don't want that on camera, and I don't want people to know. I think that kind of stuff should be kept private, right, which is why I hope nobody ever knows. Right. Except, of course, my listening audience. They say total spending jumped nearly 13% to $59.1 billion over the weekend. They say Cyber Monday was also a record breaker with sales up 30% last year. Now, I'm excited about that. These numbers were released by the National Retail Federation. They said that shoppers this year were up 9%. Now, somebody could also say that the reason why in this recession Christmas did as well is because shopping had been down all year long for many years and people decided to wait till Christmas season. I mean, I have to admit that's us. There are a lot of things we wanted to get and we just decided we would just make them Christmas Hanukkah presents. We decided not to purchase things in the summer. So, you know, don't think that this means the economy is improved and the recession is over. We always get a real nice boost around Christmas time. Somebody always dies and gets trampled by shoppers. I mean, this is nothing new. Black Friday and these types of these types of shopping frenzies, very common, very predictable, but the next question is the returns. Now, I guess Tuesday, which is today, is supposed to be the big return day. Now, usually I thought the return day would be after Christmas. You get these gifts, you ask your family members for the receipt because, oh, you're nostalgic, you want the receipt, and meanwhile you go and you bring back the gift. So that is going to be kind of interesting to see. And then what you hope is that the overstock items that they want to sell by January 15th, you get a good deal on those. Everybody says shop January 15th. But, you know, I'm looking at pictures of what people are shopping for. And I remember listening to the news on Black Friday when they were talking about the back east and how Hurricane Sandy had destroyed a bunch of stores. And some of the stores that were open, many residents didn't realize they were open. They thought they were still closed because of the storm. And there weren't any lines, and it was pretty easy to get in and out. But they said many of the items that was being bought, that were being bought on Black Friday, were actually household necessity items. Now, I'm right now looking at a picture here. Somebody is holding an airbed mattress. He also looks like he's holding a handheld vacuum. Now, if that's what he's buying his wife, I feel sorry for her. That's not the most romantic gift. But I'm wondering if people, again, they're waiting till this time of year because they think there's sales, and that's when they're going to be able to go and grab, you know, what they need for the house. And from what we understand, many people who needed to replenish some of the items lost from Hurricane Sandy and powerful storm Sandy, they're buying those things now. So it may not be a big Christmas gift push as much as it's people, you know, buying necessities, etc. I guess, again, Cyber Monday was huge. I like internet shopping, you know, because you could always use a coupon code and you don't get suckered into a store where some of the things in the back were increased in price. So that's good. You know, many of you have been, you know, watching as we've turned into a society where we start to shop on the holidays. You know, Thursday was a big day for many retail stores to start, you know, their Black Friday. And Thursday at 8 o'clock. And I don't blame the stores for doing that. That started during the recession. So this is something that started in our lifetime. Your kids and grandkids are going to be telling stories of, oh, my gosh, you remember when the world opened up on a Thanksgiving? But I think they're going to stick to it even after the recession. I think stores are going to say, if this is the highest shopping time and we're going to have people camping out in front of our doors because they ate their Thanksgiving turkey at 2, 3 o'clock, now they're going to wait to come in. Now they're going to stand in line for 6 hours to go shopping and get deals. We might as well open our doors. It's easy money. And this is the time where you have to, I guess, you know, store up. I'm in the medical industry. You know, I have a medical office. Christmas time is busy time because of colds and flu. But then January and February dead, just like shopping and retailers, believe it or not. Now, sometimes with deductible boosts, you know, people will be like, okay, whew, all right, I get to start a new year, I have better benefits. But for the most part, January and February is kind of bleak. So I'll probably be asking Don for money. Thanks, Don. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, working the dials. I hope you all are having a wonderful holiday season. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, in the news today, they were discussing a woman, a 24-year-old woman in Great Britain who thought she had a kidney infection, casually went to the doctor because she had back pain. Little did she know that she was going to be giving birth later that day. Now, she had submitted a urine test. Doctors decided to run a pregnancy test, and they found out, wow, all right, now, she was continuing to menstruate. She was even bleeding, having periods, which is why she didn't think she was pregnant. She even lost weight. Now, from what we understand, within an hour and a half, she was already at the eight, she was already 8 centimeters. She had been dilated. From what we understand, the daughter was born, Lucy. She weighed 7 pounds, 7 ounces. Her skin was kind of dry. She was probably, from what I understand, oligo, meaning not a lot of fluid in the abdomen, because, you know, when you have less fluid, you don't seem to be showing as much. From what we understand, the placenta was possibly insufficient. We call it a placental insufficiency. She also had flat head, flat sides of the head, a little bit of misshapen head, but the baby's okay. The baby's great. And, you know, this isn't the first time we hear this, where women are just walking around and they have absolutely no idea that they're pregnant. You know, a misconception is that your periods completely stop cold. Some women will still have bleeding. Now, it's not normal. It's very uncommon, but it could still happen. Now, then you have other people who've never had regular periods, and they just think, oh, okay, well, I just don't have a period, and then they come to find out that they're about to give labor, too. You'll see that with a lot of teenagers. You know, a lot of these teenagers, they have anovulatory cycles where they don't ovulate, so they end up not getting a period. And then all of a sudden, they are in the bathroom, and they give birth to a baby. Like, well, I didn't know I was pregnant. You know, maybe they were hiding it. Maybe they really were clueless. I don't know. Now, in the first hour, we had a caller ask, his wife apparently had gone since July without having a period. And so we spent some time talking about what to do if you do seem to be missing periods, etc. We will always run pregnancy tests on you in the doctor's office. And I know many of you go, well, I'm not going to go to the doctor because I don't want to pay for a pregnancy test. But honestly, you could be pregnant, okay? If you're having sex, even if you're on birth control, even if you're using condoms, you have the possibility to get pregnant. And I think a lot of these people think there's no way they could be pregnant because they're on birth control. You see, you know, one of the reasons why people don't like to hang out with us doctors is because they think we're always negative. You know, we're always thinking worst case scenario. Not that I think a pregnancy is worst case scenario. I think a pregnancy is a blessing. But people don't like to hang out with me, you know, and I think it's that. I don't think it's because of my sense of humor or because of my looks. I just think it's because, you know, I know too much. All right, it's probably another reason. But, you know, if somebody says, no, I'm taking birth control, I'm fine, or I've had my tubes tied. Oh, that always blows my mind. People say, I can't be pregnant because I had my tubes tied. I've had 5 women in my practice show up pregnant, and yes, their tubes were tied. That egg somehow made it from the ovary into the uterus. All right, despite tubes being tied. So just if you still have a uterus, which is what I teach my medical students and what I have my physician assistant to do, if the woman has a uterus and she's under 55, you do a pregnancy test. I don't care. Now, if they've had a hysterectomy and there's no uterus, I guess, in essence, if there's any opening in the vaginal canal, usually it won't be open to the peritoneal cavity. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's one esoteric case of a sperm finding an egg floating around. But for the most part, if you've had a hysterectomy and if you don't have a uterus, I don't have to worry about you being pregnant. But if you have a uterus and you've had your tubes tied, you have an IUD, you're on birth control, you're using condoms, I don't care. You don't have a period, I'm going to check that you're pregnant. If you're having abdominal pain, if you're having back pain, if you think you're having a bladder infection, I always run a pregnancy test because sometimes pregnancy doesn't feel like the norm. Now, parents, where I start to scratch my head is when you have parents of a child who ends up giving birth to a baby at the 9-month mark. How could the parents not notice? Now, that confuses me. That always has. That confused me. How do you not watch your daughter? How do you not know that they're going through changes? Most of the parents will say, I just thought she gained a lot of weight. Now, I mean, do you ever look at your kids? Do you ever look at their tummy? I mean, some kids, they could hide the pregnancy pretty well. They could do these dresses or muumuus, et cetera. But honestly, 9 months, you can't tell. What blows my mind is how parents could be clueless throughout all this. And so I would probably say, if you're a parent of a child and you notice tampon purchasing goes down, you take up to the doctor. Well, Dr. Dahlia, she never gets a period normally. I don't care. If you have a child that's not having periods, that isn't necessarily a healthy thing either. All right, and if your child goes, I'm not going to tell you anything, I don't have to, then you tell them, fine, that you don't live here, or you don't eat, or I don't have to give you allowance, or whatever you do. Okay, I mean, in my family, there's no way I could keep anything from my parents. I wouldn't eat. You live in this house, you're up front, and you're forward about things, period. If I wanted to sit down and eat, I had to be up front. There's no way I could hide something like a pregnancy. And these kids do that. They do that to the parents. They go, I'm not telling you anything. I'm not going to talk. None of your business. None of your business. I support you. I put a roof over your head. Hell yeah, it's my business. So, parents, please, for the love of the Lord, and grandparents, if your children are not using tampons or you have no idea or pads. You have no idea what's going on with them. Yeah, I think it's time to find out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this headline caught my eye. They say there are clues to alien life that have been discovered in the Antarctic lake. They say tiny microbes have been discovered living at sub-zero temperatures in a salty Antarctic lake, which may give clues on how life could exist in other parts of space. Now, they've been studying these weird microbes for years. I remember when I was in college, one of my microbiology products or projects was to study the microbes that lived in the Nevada Test Center. How do these microbes, in an area where there's no food at all for them, no plants, nothing, that has been obviously nuked because it was a Nevada test site, how do these microbes live? So we were growing the microbes and we were testing them. So this type of research is not new. We've been doing this for decades. But they found that these bugs could live at temperatures below 13 degrees Celsius. We're talking freezing temperatures and saltier, six times saltier than seawater. And this lake, they think, has been cut off from the outside world for obviously years. So this could maybe tell researchers how bacteria could live on Jupiter's icy moon, Europa, or other areas in space. Now, do I think there's life on other planets? Yeah, absolutely. You know, do I ever want to visit those life creatures? No, I really don't care. I'm going to stay on Earth. I really don't need to travel into space. I know some people are really into that. Me, I just think I'd decline. I'm just not really into leaving this atmosphere. Now, I guess in 2015, the longest American space flight in history will launch. From what we understand, astronauts aboard the International Space Station, they usually aren't out there longer than 6 months. But in the spring of 2015, NASA astronaut Scott Kelly will begin a year-long journey aboard the Orbital Outpost, which will become the longest spaceflight ever performed by an American. He will be joined by cosmonaut Mikhail, he's handsome, Mikhail Korniakov. Both space astronauts had spent time aboard the ISS in the past, which is the International Space Station, but neither has spent anywhere close to an entire year in space. I wonder what the wives think. They will have a 2-year training regimen beginning next year to prepare them for this mission. I'm not sure what they're going to do. Hopefully they'll have like some, you know, games to play, play some checkers. Imagine being stuck on a space station with somebody you don't like. That's got to stink. They say thus far the record was held by cosmonaut Valery Polyakov, who spent 438 days in orbit aboard Russia's space station. Well, wait a second. 438 days? That's longer than a year. Okay, but anyway, there have been... that was a previous mission. Okay, I get what they're saying. So anyway, our space heroes are going to be doing something of that nature selflessly for us. I think it's great. Hope there's no bacteria or microbes in their space station, because otherwise I'm going to have to report it. And look how fascinating a story that was. I'm sure I put you all to sleep. Okay, don't go away. I promise we got some fascinating stuff coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I can't say how many emails I get. Dr. Dahlia, I'm losing my hair. Dr. Dahlia, my hair is falling out. Why is this happening? So, you know, every now and then we talk about hair loss, and we usually say the same thing, stress, thyroid, etc. But I thought this would be a good time to review it. Fox News had come up with a real nice article, you know, kind of reviewing the different reasons why your hair could fall out. But it's just something that I think affects all of us at one point or another. You know, some of us, we have the genetic male pattern baldness. Women get that as well. Some women, they'll start to have a receding of their hairline. Many women can hide it a little better than men, but women get receding hairlines as well. And a lot of times those are genetic. You know, they say it usually comes from mom's gene, but I still wouldn't be surprised if any amount of genetic makeup could cause that. Male pattern baldness, of course, genetics usually is number one, but, you know, most of us have at one point or another have had hair loss. Last year, I went through a period, I have no idea why this happened, where I was just losing clumps of hair. Now, until it happens to you, you don't sympathize or empathize with people that go through that as much. Until you realize, oh my gosh, this is happening. You know, meanwhile, my thyroid was fine. I was fine nutritionally. I wasn't any more stressed than I am. And my hair just kept falling out. And I have thick hair, you know, but it was at the point where I couldn't even do my hair. My hair was, you know, usually you have a lot of hair that you could kind of cover things up. I was afraid I couldn't cover up the thin areas. My hairstyle changed. Everything was just different. And then luckily it just stopped. Thank God it just stopped. But it scared the living daylights out of me. So if you are losing your hair, you may go through periods. My period lasted a good couple months. I thought it would never end. And luckily it did. But of course, the first thing we always do is check the thyroid. All right, so we'll check your thyroid, we'll do a TSH, we'll do a T3, T4, sometimes a reverse T3, but we'll definitely check your thyroid levels. You'll also notice that certain medications can cause hair falling out. Like, for example, blood thinners could do it, birth control can sometimes cause your hair to fall out, antidepressants could do this, anti-inflammatories, beta blockers. We know chemotherapy can cause hair loss, but we forget that sometimes our blood pressure medicine could do it, or our birth control could do it. So whenever I have somebody losing their hair, I sometimes recommend that we change their birth control. Of course, postpartum, many people after pregnancy, because of the huge hormone change, will lose their hair. They say usually postpartum hair loss can last up to 3 months. Now, many people also don't realize that if you go through any sort of trauma, whether it's psychological trauma or physical trauma, that can cause you to have loss of hair. You know, in the olden days, they used to look at hair loss as a sign of disease, that something was going on the inside. Because somebody healthy, they had full, healthy hair. Somebody going through something wouldn't. And so, you know, I kind of combine this physical stress versus emotional stress. Physical stress or emotional stress could cause hair loss. And it's just the body's reaction. You don't have to have your scalp being pounded, but your, just if you're repeatedly kind of, you know, incurring injury, sometimes your hair's not going to grow. You're too vulnerable. Now, nutritional deficiencies also could be an issue. I see probably most commonly now, in terms of nutritional deficiencies, people on the HCG diet losing hair. And I think it's because the HCG diet, you take the HCG drops, but you also have to go on a 500-calorie diet. So when you go on this 500-calorie diet, I'm having people come in saying, I'm losing hair. And I go, are you doing the HCG? And a lot of them are saying, yes. You lose weight on the HCG, but for some people, they're losing their hair. You know, many of you women have asked, are you doing something to your hair to make this happen? Usually, your curling iron or your hair straightener shouldn't do it, but it may be worth a try to change it up. Okay? Maybe try a different hair dye. Maybe try to rest your scalp from, you know, because maybe that chemical hair dye is a stressor. You know, sometimes we do really overuse our straightening irons. There is something called traction alopecia. We see this in a lot of African-American women who braid their hair and have it pulled back tight. The hairstyles are gorgeous, but if you pull too tightly on your hair, you get something called traction alopecia, where you'll start getting baldness in those areas that you're pulling. Now, a big issue is infection. Sometimes you'll have a fungal infection that'll kill the hair follicles, bacteria, etc. So sometimes you could have localized areas. That wouldn't be all over hair, you know, loss. It would be more localized, but that's another idea. Diabetes could cause you to lose hair, lupus, etc. You know, a medical condition could cause you to. Now, we talk about male pattern baldness and androgenic alopecia. You know, sometimes people will just lose hair all over their body. They'll, you know, just like a chemotherapy type of alopecia, you lose your eyebrows, eyelashes, etc. But most of the time, your genetic alopecia is the male pattern baldness, where you start to have just a little bit up top and you start to kind of wing upwards. And it's funny because a lot of women get that too. And sometimes women don't notice it. You know, when you're in denial about things, you like to kind of brush it off. And so we, you know, we kind of have to tell women, I want you to lift up your bangs and take a look and keep an eye on it. Or take a picture every few months to see if you're receding. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of interesting. News broke today that the state of Florida is asking thousands of young women questions about their sex life. And if they complete the survey, they're going to get a $10 gift card to CVS. Now, the South Florida Sun Sentinel reported Sunday that the Department of Health sent surveys to 4,100 women between ages 18 and 24. Officials say the surveys helped them understand women's need for family planning services. The state spent $45,000 on this 46-question survey. I would love a $10 gift card, which was sent out September and October. 782 have been returned. Participants were asked how many men they had sex with over the last year, how they felt emotionally the last time they had unprotected sex. Apparently, the November batch wasn't mailed after it was found that some of the surveys were sent to girls under 18. Uh-oh. They said they offered an apology. They sent the apology back in writing, and they're going to move forward. That's Surgeon General Dr. John Armstrong. Now, apparently, the participation is voluntary. They say the names of those surveyed will be kept private. Some who received it questioned whether that would be true and how their answers would be used. They think some of the questions were offensive and invasive. For example, how old were you when you first had sex? The last time you had sex with a man, did you do anything to keep from getting pregnant? If not, why not? Another question was, how has a sexual partner ever, quote, told you he would have a baby with someone else if you didn't get pregnant? Another one, are you depressed? Have you ever been physically abused? What is your religion? Do you smoke? How much do you weigh? Now, a lot of times with these surveys, they could accrue a lot of information. And but it is personal. And for a state to send it out, I could see why people are like, well, that is a little weird. I mean, doctors ask you questions all the time. I mean, we ask questions all the time. When you take a sexual history, it could be pretty in-depth. Some of us don't do it if we're seeing you for a simple sore throat or a pink eye. But some of us, we go into incredible detail, especially if you come in with pelvic pain, etc. Now, from what I understand, Florida has one of the lowest rates of contraceptive use among women of childbearing age. So these results are designed to figure out what the state needs to do in terms of counseling, pamphlets, maybe a sliding scale office visit to the health department to get birth control, etc. So I know some of you, you know, parents may be like, okay, this is kind of weird. I wish they could do it. It just, you know, telling the government these things always kind of gives people the heebie-jeebies, huh? Doesn't it? All right. Okay, when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about medicines to avoid while drinking grapefruit juice. I was going to talk about an autism pollution link. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief from my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I always bring up, you know, our Facebook and Twitter, and it's not because I have to, because it's my job. It's, I really love the fact that I could connect with you guys off the show. I'm only on air 3 hours a day, and then, of course, I'm in my office, and I'm running around, I'm yelling at the kids and doing whatever, make mother-in-law jokes like I usually do. And, but as the news comes in, I definitely like to be able to, you know, converse with you guys. As far as I'm concerned, radio is a 24/7, type job. And so, please connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. It's the easiest way for me to get you the news. So, another study has come out warning us about grapefruit and mixing it with your medications. They say most people don't realize you're not supposed to eat grapefruit or drink grapefruit juice or have a Greyhound while you are taking certain medications. And I think we do need to spend more time educating people. Now, I did a whole show, I think about a year ago, maybe less than a year ago, on what medicine shouldn't be mixed with alcohol, what medicine shouldn't be mixed with grapefruit, etc. And I'll probably revisit. I don't like to redo old shows or replay old shows, but if there's any new information, I'll definitely introduce it. But it's such an important subject that I think we should revisit it at some time. Well, in this latest study published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal, researchers had found that not only is there a link there, but some of these side effects could possibly even include death. A team at Lawson Health Research Institute in Canada said the number of drugs which had serious side effects with grapefruit had gone from 17 in 2008 up to 43 in 2012. Now, yeah, that may be a small number in our country of hundreds of millions of people, but still, it's, for somebody to drink some grapefruit juice and die, you know, come on. We really have to get our warnings up and out there. Now, pharmacies are really good with that. Pharmacies are phenomenal in terms of putting the warnings on the bottle. But I've seen some of your bottles. Some of the bottles, they say no sunlight. Some of the bottles, must take with food, don't take with food, no alcohol, no grapefruit juice. There's like half a dozen labels on the little baby pharmaceutical bottle. And for those of you that put your medications in your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday little medicine jar, you won't be looking at those recommendations day in, day out. So let's say this was a medication you were put on a couple years ago, and you just don't look at the bottle that often, and you go to a buffet, and they serve some grapefruit juice, and you drink it. What could happen? Well, the P450 syndrome, a system that basically helps metabolize certain things in the liver and the body, from what we think, there's an element in grapefruit, your furanocoumarins, that disrupt that enzyme that breaks the drugs down. So in essence, if you take a blood pressure medication or a cancer medication or a cholesterol-lowering medication like Zocor, even antihistamines, there's some antihistamines you can't take with grapefruit juice, some of them, it could possibly increase the dosing to 5 to 10 times what you're taking. Now, if you took 10 pills of your blood pressure medication, that could really hurt you. Well, in essence, these pills are designed for you to metabolize them at a certain level. So if the metabolism mechanism with grapefruit gets interrupted, you could possibly have multiple fold medication doses. And essentially, you overdose. So what they found is flotapine, which is a calcium channel blocker, blood pressure medication, they found 3 times the levels in a person who just had 1 small glass of grapefruit juice compared to drinking water. Now, you know, some of these side effects, depending on the drug, you could have stomach ulcers, you could have abnormal heartbeats, kidney damage, and even die. I mean, this is some serious stuff. If it almost equates to you're taking 10 tablets of a medication, you need to be careful. Now, I understand a lot of us like grapefruits. The grapefruit diet in the 80s has stuck with many of us. Whenever we want to lose weight, we go and grab a grapefruit. It's just, unless you're 100% sure that your medicines are safe with it, we're telling people to avoid grapefruit. I mean, unless, like I said, you're not taking any medicine. But there are some medications that will react. Well, I don't want to say react. It would cause you to have overdosing high levels. We talked about Buspar. Buspar is a medication used for anxiety. We do not want you to mix that with grapefruit juice. We don't want you to mix carbamazepine or Tegretol, which is a seizure medication. There's blood pressure medicines, etc. Amiodarone. Amiodarone is a medication we use to control an abnormal heartbeat. We use it for arrhythmias. And unfortunately, I mean, you mix that with grapefruit juice, you could possibly be overdosing on that. And, I mean, when we're talking about the heart, you just don't want to mess around. So, you know, these are just things we want you to watch out for. Now, the National Institutes of Health has an article out, and, you know, it kind of discusses what type of drug-nutrient interactions could be, you know, some of the other medication. But most importantly, they say, what happens if you accidentally have grapefruit? And it says it's unlikely that an accidental one-time eating or drinking could cause serious problems, but since it does affect drug absorption, it could do so sometimes for several days. So they want you to consult your doctor or pharmacist if you think you're experiencing side effects. Now, I would take this one step further and say, tell your doctor how much grapefruit you drink, Tell the doctor what medicine you're taking. They may actually have you skip a dose. It all depends on what you took and how much you took of it. So, like I said, make sure you communicate with your doctor on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A study published today in the Archives of Journal Psychiatry have linked pollution to autism. Now, autism is now at the rate of 1 in 88 children coming down with autism developmental disorder. However, we think in boys, it's up to 1 in 56. And researchers had looked at women who lived in cities such as Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento, etc. They looked at 500 children. Half of them had autism. And they looked at the mother's addresses, where they lived, residential history, etc. And then they looked at data from the EPA on levels of nitrogen dioxide, PM2.5, PM10, particulate matter, etc. And they found that there was a pretty significant link, association, between living in areas, even away from freeways. Because remember a couple of years ago there was a study said if you live near a freeway, you're more at risk for autism. This was even if you didn't live near a freeway. These particulates still entered the lungs, entered the blood, and then got to the fetus. And what do we do? Do we all leave big cities? Well, no. But it's just another study that, has to be investigated. Now, my only problem with the pollution theory and autism is we've had pollution during the Industrial Revolution, when cars started putt-putting down the street, people were in much more confined spaces, cities were smaller. So, I mean, I think we've had pollution issues for decades. Why is autism rising so drastically now? You see? So that's kind of what confuses me a little bit more. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1 in 4 youths are admitting to drinking before they're 21. We have about 26% of our population between the age of 12 and 20 who admit that they drink alcohol. Now, those are kids that admit it. You know, so we spent some time talking about how alcohol obviously can hurt and how some of these kids overdo it. And, you know, to just kind of realize that, if a quarter of the kids are admitting to drinking, it's probably higher. And underage drinking is a huge, huge problem. And we as parents, we as grandparents, we need to keep an eye on these kids. Another example, 10-year-old girl was arrested in El Paso, Colorado, for bringing medical marijuana to school. She said a friend told her to bring the medical marijuana. She got it from her dad's, quote-unquote, locked box. She's been arrested, expelled, and now facing charges. The girl is 10 years old. We're talking fifth grader. She barely knows her long division. She's in fifth grade, for crying out loud. And these kids are being bringing parents medical marijuana to school. Now, even if medical marijuana or even if marijuana is allowed in Colorado, kids aren't allowed to be walking around with it. All right, so again, just watch what your kids are doing. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. If you have any questions, call in to 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll answer them on air the next day, and you can email us as well. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dalia Cruise, and be safe. God bless.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.